Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb Friday edition. Friday before a three-day weekend edition. What more can we add to this? Well, I don't know, but let's get the good of the day.
All right, well, we got two. Because it's Friday, three-day weekend, why not, right?
Right.
So the first one, the good, I mean, it's a quick little good, it's a tiny little good, but it feeds the Star Wars nerdum in us all.
Oh, here we go.
Not once, but 2 days in a row, and we are going to revisit the Cubs-Pirates fiasco, right? Because that fiasco kind of led to what I'm about to tell you, that 2 days in a row, yesterday and the day before, the, you know, the little score ticker box that sits on your TV screen that shows, you know, the outcome of the game. Said, read C3P0.
Aww.
So.
That's right.
We had 2 days in a row, C3PO.
That is sweet.
So, that is good. Just a few little nerd, Star Wars nerdum in us all when you see that.
We find them everywhere, don't we?
Yeah, you see that and you're like, hey, look at that.
Look
it says C3PO.
That's great.
But the real good of the day is our boy Phil.
Yeah, Phil's, this was great.
He did not have a good round yesterday, but he does have a, still has his great sense of humor. Here's his response to a reporter who asked him about said round.
Phil, obviously, you had said you wanted to come here and kind of build off the momentum. I know this isn't quite the day you want to just talk about today and how difficult it was.
Yeah, I didn't play well. I shot 3 over, but I won the PGA, so.
That's great. That's exactly right.
Right?
What is he doing there? He made a commitment he couldn't get out of?
I was surprised that he was even playing.
He's 50 years old. He could have called the Colonial and said, because he's a former champion there. He could have called and said, listen, man, I can't do this. I know I promised I'd go, but I got to pull out. I got to go home. I got to chill. I can't go to this.
You don't know how hard I concentrated for four days in a row.
I mean, my brain is a puddle of goo. I can't go.
Well, I mean, you know, Phil's probably thinking, it's like, you know what, I'll go play 2 days and then
sign some autographs, take some pictures, enjoy. And you know what, there is an attraction to enjoying the reception, right? Like, he's getting huge ovations. You know, this is his chance to sort of bask in a little Texas sunlight from winning the PGA. But, you know, this happens at the Masters. This happens because the Masters is played, and then right after that, they go to Harbortown in South Carolina, and it's a beautiful course, and it's a real money grab because the course is pretty easy, and guys go there, and they make the cut, they make some money. But they always book it. They don't think they're going to win the Masters.
Right.
So they go, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Augusta. I'm going to play the Masters. I'm going to boogie over to Harbortown for this fantastic, fun golf weekend at this beautiful, you know, coastal course that's easy to play. So I'll put that on my calendar when they're putting it together in, you know, December. But then the person that wins the Masters is like, oh man, I don't want to be here. Like, I won the Masters, but they're normally there. They because they all book it. They all book the trip to Harbortown, and mostly you'll find the Masters champion in that field. And so this is a situation where he's a former champion at Colonial. He likes the course. I'm sure he gets treated great, like, as a former champion. He looked at the schedule, said, look, there's the PGA. This is in Texas. It's not going to be 100 degrees. I can play there. I'll make a stop there as winning that tournament. He didn't think he was going to win the PGA.
No, not at all.
Right?
I mean,
so now he's like, oh, God, can I just relax? But I can't. I made the commitment, and I want to be the guy of my word. I did make a commitment. And look, the reason they don't like pulling out is because a lot of the marketing is geared around them, these guys, right? The Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson. They're on the brochures. They're on the things you get, the mailers that you get to buy tickets. They're on all the ads. Come see the, you know, because those commitments count for something. And Phil could easily have called him and explained but he probably is like, I don't like doing that.
And you know what? And honestly, the Colonial probably would be like, yeah,
of course they would.
We understand.
Of course they would. Of course they would. But he probably said, look, it's not the way I do business. I don't like, I'm not going to be that guy. It doesn't cost me anything to show up and play.
No.
I'll play. I'll sign some autographs and fulfill my sponsor obligations, and then I'll leave.
Yeah. I mean, I literally think he plays today and then he's out.
Yeah, I think completely.
You know, I don't think
getting
he cares.
Getting around this thing and go.
I don't think he cares today.
Yeah. Like, normally when Phil gets to a hole and goes, okay, the lie is a slanted Bermuda, and I think the wind is about 10 miles. And he's like, what do we got? Just 7-iron, I guess. Just give me one.
Yeah.
Just give me a club.
Let me just try it.
Let's try it. Good for them. A great response.
I still got the trophy in the plane.
Yeah.
It's all good. Let's still got it in the jet.
Tell him to start it up on 117. What's
if it's
the
not too late, I might be able to have dinner with Amy tonight.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, let's kind of speed this along.
Let's play quick.
Yeah.
What's the bad of the day?
It's not really a bad of the day. Okay. I didn't know where to put this, so I put it here. There's a new contender, if you will, for Cartoon Nostradamus.
Ooh.
You know how we always highlight The Simpsons, how they're able to predict everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Well, there's a viral, it's a viral photo or cartoon ad. Not a cartoon ad. It's from the Betty comics or the Archie comics.
Okay.
And this was part of the Betty series in 1997. It accurately predicted remote learning.
Oh, did it really?
Not only that. Because it's like, I think it's a Betty cartoon, but it's flash forwarding into the future. And so it gives the year as well. And the year says 2021 AD.
Okay, so that's better than just, because one of the things that I always have a problem with people predicting, it's easy to predict future technology,
yeah.
And then one day it shows up, right?
The Simpsons predicting Donald Trump would be president, you know, that was fun,
yeah.
But you guys just threw it out there. This literally says 2021 AD, and it's talking, you know, and it's, I think it's an older Betty with her husband, which I don't think is Archie or Jughead. And maybe the daughter. I'm not 100% sure who all the characters are because it's just like one page out of it. And, you know, going on about, oh, you know, these kids today don't know how lucky they are that, you know, they don't have to commute to school. They don't have to deal with weather. You know, it takes, you know, da-da-da-da. And, you know.
Oh, my God. Did they know we hated it.
And she and the kid is, you know, and a teenager, I think, finishing up high school or whatnot. And she's staring at a computer screen. And she's like, yeah, I'm about to log on. And then even the screen says, you know, waiting for somebody coming in. It's really bizarre. I thought at first it was fake.
Well, my immediate assumption is whenever I see a year that is so accurately put on something, I go, that somebody did that in post.
But Snopes says it's 100% true.
All right.
So it's it's not really bad. I mean, it's really cool, but it was also kind of eerie at the same time.
I sort of killed one of my friend's posts because they had a picture of the Jetsons and like different scenes of the Jetsons that showed things we kind of have now. And they were like, wow, this was so accurate. I'm like, they're just saying one day there would be a robot made. Don't you believe that one day there will be a robot made? It's like, it's not predicting the future. It's anticipating technology that's coming eventually. Like you're right. Yeah. I mean, getting a, yeah, having a push a button and a meal is made, right? That's probably coming sooner than you think. One day that's probably coming. But if you put a date on it and you land on the date, that's pretty awesome. That's great. That's fantastic. That's a little spooky, but still.
Yeah, it's very spooky. That's
start
why
looking
I mean,
in Betty comics to see when
it's
when
not
we all
really
die
that's
from
what
the
I said
asteroid.
It's not really bad. It's,
no,
but it's just, you know, it is it's weird.
A little freaky.
Yeah.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, we are going to go back and visit the Cubs-Pirates play yesterday because I can't think of anything dumber at all. But this time, I had the Pirates radio play call.
Oh, I love it. Let's hear this.
Here's the 0-2 home and a swing and a ground ball on to third base. He took a neck-high pitch and hit it on the ground to third. Now Baez running back toward home plate.
Tag him.
Tag him quickly. And what did Craig do there? They get a run out of that, and now they got to get the out at first. And they throw it into right field. That's going to get a run for the Cubs. Oh, my, what a loony play. And he's in at second base. Just tag him out. What was that? The Cubs are going to get a run, and Baez is safe at second base on a routine ground out to third. Oh, the calliopes can be heard from here to Sewickley.
Just the exasperation, like, ugh.
Yeah. They watch baseball every single day, and they
every
have
day.
No idea what they just saw.
Yep.
And then just love, like, just tag them.
I love I love that play because in the very beginning of that, you could hear the sort of laziness. I don't mean laziness like not to work, just the sort of smoothness of like, and a ground ball to third, and throws it all is off the bag, and just sort of the casual way just flowing along.
You know how that sentence finished. Ball. That sentence finished with, you know, ground ball to third, and he's out of first, end of the inning. Getting ready to read whatever ad you got to push.
Right. Pirates, Cubs leave a runner, and after two, it's right, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the way it's sort of increases in intensity as he slowly realizes the Pirates are puking all over themselves in this inning. It's hysterical.
Definitely, I've seen a couple of videos where they put that play to Benny Hill music.
Oh, absolutely. Of course they do. Without question.
It's one of the most bizarre things. It hurts the brain to actually try to figure out what's going on.
The crazy thing about it is, where did he think Javier Baez was going to go?
Yeah.
Like you could run him down all the way to home plate. It was not necessary to hold up. It was not necessary to pause to see where he would go next. You could just run at him at full speed, and he had no place to go. He wasn't going to be safe at home.
Yeah. I mean, was he thinking that? It was like running him down between first and second. That's where I'm struggling. I'm like, he had a total mental lapse of what was going
completely.
On.
Completely. Wilson Contreras coming around to score helps that play because it panics Will Craig.
Yes.
It panics him. He thinks, oh my God, I got to get the runner that's going to score rather than let me tag this guy out and we're out of the inning and that doesn't count.
Yeah. I mean, it was that simple.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I mean, the only thing I we're missing here, I just wish we could have seen what the manager said afterwards to him.
Right after the game.
Well,
right after the play.
Why didn't you just step on the bag?
And he's like, Coach, I don't know.
Or just hear his explanation, because we keep hearing from all the Cubs, you know. And then the shot of the Cubs bench just laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know.
Scott Bakula sort of warped into him like in Quantum Leap.
And didn't know what was going on.
That's
the best theory so far.
Right? Was it Dr. Beckett? Yeah. Sam Beckett? Warped, just kind of like became professional baseball player Will Craig.
And it was Gidgey?
Yeah, exactly.
Who was Dean Stockwell's character?
Dean Stockwell's character, right.
Can't remember him sitting there going, Sam, oh, what? Ooh. Now, I don't know what's going on right now.
Don't be surprised in the next couple of days if Will Craig doesn't rectify something that went wrong so that Dr. Beckett could get out of that body and find his way to leap home.
Yeah.
That's it. But in that moment, he became professional baseball player Will Craig, who had no idea what to do with the baseball while he was running down Chicago Cubs Javier Baez.
You think afterwards he was talking to Dean Stockwell going, like, I've never played first base before. Anytime I played baseball, I was always in left field.
Sam, you're supposed to touch the bag. I don't know. That's the best one I can come up with.
I grew up playing basketball.
Right, exactly. All right, it's Wake Up Call. That is the good, the bad, and the dumb. And we're going an extra 2 hours today, filling in for Boss and the Gloss as we continue along at Sports Map Radio.